Have you ever heard of the caddis fly? No worry if you haven't. NWPB's correspondent Anna King is here to tell us about them.
Most every day, Marcia Stipe walks along the Columbia River path.
Well, they're quite annoying, I'll say that.
Stipe hates caddis flies. Tannish, small, with folded wings. They're out in hordes.
They're so thick. And actually, just yesterday, I was annoyed by them because when you go through the swarm of them, it hits your arms and it feels like they're biting you, but I think it's just I'm invading their territory.
Stipe says they group up on the path or above trees.
Inevitably, one goes up your nose.
The little insect starts its life in the rivers and streams. It makes a little house for its body out of pebbles, sand, and even twigs or pine needles. It binds all that together with their special sticky spit silk. Then it crawls around the bottom, grazing on mostly scavenger foods, algae, rotting plants, and little floaty things. Different species can live underwater for years. After they're grown, they crawl to the water's edge.
They pupate, so they form their cocoon. And then out of that cocoon comes the adult caddisfly, which most people think of look like dingy moths.
Rich Sack is a professor of entomology with Washington State University. He says as adults, different types of caddisflies emerge all at once to overwhelm their predators like fish and birds. They look for a mate. They swarm for love and the love of porch lights.
The adults don't feed at all. They just mate. The female goes back to the water, lays her eggs, and the cycle begins again.
Caddisflies are also sort of a canary. A lot of them means the region's waters are healthy. State ecologists study them.
So we have a better foam caddis, a parachute caddis, a paracaddis.
Someone else who really appreciates the caddisfly? Ashton Harris of Ellensburg. She works at a fly fishing shop in the Yakima River Canyon. She's naming off types of dry flies.
Elk caddis, let's see, a missing link caddis, a rubber leg caddis, the gunch, and a merger caddis.
Turns out dry fly caddis flies are a prime lure for fly fishers. Outside at her 4x4 Toyota truck.
And I'm gonna grab my shoes.
She then assembles her rod. She deftly ties an emerger caddis onto her line. And then she wades in up to her thighs. She saw a flirty fish close to the shore. Caddis flies are a signal to Harris to put away her lures that dive below and to pull out her dry flies that skim the surface.
There's nothing really special about them except for it's just the start of a new season in fly fishing.
Caddis flies, not all bad. I'm Anna King in the Yakima River Canyon.